I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no
crime. A little more dramatic than I was expecting out of the gate, but I'll take it. I'll take it. We're live at Nathan Phillips Square. It is an absolute zoo downtown. Overdrive at 10 a.m.
What a stacked day. 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And then we're back at it at 4 p.m.
Oh, don't forget, man. We are live at 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Heavy workload for the Overdrive crew. We'll take it.
Oh, I can't wait, man. It is really a cool buzz down here. I can't imagine being a guy who thought, you know what, I'll just show up at City Hall around 10 a.m. and try to weasel my way into the middle of the crowd.
There's nowhere else to go now.
No, you're done. You've established your position. If you're not down here and you think you can get anywhere towards the stage or the Toronto
you're
side.
You're not going anywhere.
How about if you flew in and you wanted to be there and you stayed at a hotel right across the street? And because of the time change, you slept right through your clock. And you get up and you look out the window and go, where the hell am I supposed to stand?
Yeah, you might as well stay at home and listen to us on the radio because we'll describe it to you. We're happy to describe it.
Yeah.
The luxuries of being in the media, I mean, we are on a perch here that is actually perfect.
Oh, it is so money.
We do. I mean,
we're sitting and we're on a perch. We've got the perfect view. It is just a flat money spot.
There are bathrooms close. I mean, there's everything. We've got a great setup. I will say that I don't know how I would phrase this. Contact high. Does it smell like weed down here or not?
Oh, dude, people are enjoying themselves this morning. I don't think there's any doubt that is going to be a big part of the program down here.
I know it's legal.
It's absolutely legal. And when else are you going to be able to smoke right at City Hall without anyone coming over saying, can you just take it down the street a little
bit? Just walk it down a little bit.
Do us a favor and just walk down the street a little bit.
There are some people that are Lomaxed already, though. Like, that's...
I love it. Why not?
I don't mind it either. People are enjoying themselves, but are you going to remember it? I walked over at 8:30, 8:45. There were people that were just...
Well,
having a time already.
You know what's happening today that I picked up on? The entrepreneurs are out. People are out here making money. I saw some guy selling Celebration champagne. Because walking around, Celebration champagne. And someone stopped him and goes, I'll buy it. He goes, $50 cash.
Of course.
It was $9.99 at the LCBO. Like, there's no way that guy's not making $40 a bottle.
Yeah.
Just walking around being like,
I saw a dude down the street. He was selling, like, they had a big sunglass shop set up right on the sidewalk.
I'll take that. That's a smart move.
Yeah. Like, set up shop down here.
This is like Times Square.
You know what the move is? And I don't know if you can pull it off, and it would be really, really a gutless move, but at the same time, incredibly lucrative. If you were selling positions right in the middle of the crowd, you put people in there, and then you throw it on eBay saying, I've got a spot right in the middle of the crowd. Whoever's willing to pay the biggest price, I'll send someone out to get you.
Yeah.
You come in, and then I leave, and
so
you take my spot.
You're Kramer. You're the seat filler.
Basically a seat filler for real estate right in front of the stage.
I bet you someone would pay big money on that. You want to be? And paint a picture here, because we're at the back, but we've got a terrific view of the stage. You'd want to be... right by the Toronto sign, kind of halfway up?
I think so, yeah. So we're looking at it. We're on the south end of Nathan Phillips Square, right off Queen.
Yeah.
And we're looking north. The stage is up towards City Hall with the two buildings, like the half-moon curved buildings.
Yeah.
And I would say the Toronto stage is right in between where we're doing radio and where the stage is, and you want to be just on the other side of the Toronto stage.
Yeah.
Or the Toronto sign.
Yeah. How long before people start climbing up these rainbows?
Oh,
that's
happening,
isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely going to happen.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be peaceful and rowdy, but I don't know. Why would you get up there? Now all of a sudden you're going to have a problem, and then the cops are going to have to drag you down. And I think... actually, you're right. If somebody's overserved, somebody's going up there.
Yeah, someone's going to try to do a lap over those.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, though, if you could, the entrepreneurs, if you had water or hamburgers or nachos or something, some sort of something that would get people excited in the middle of this square, you'd make $1 million.
You could make a lot of money down here. There's
a lot of
people.
I'll tell you what, at noon, if somebody brings Taco Bell here, I'll pay for the Taco Bell, and I'll give you $100 if you get the Taco Bell.
I'll double down on that. Although Taco Bell.
Just bring 27 hard tacos for lunch.
Well, Uber Eats, man, that's where we're going today.
That's true.
Uber Eats, I think, can hook it up at some point.
Don't
you worry.
I don't know if Hayes likes Taco Bell, though. That's kind of a...
Doesn't feel like parade food for me today.
I was just going to say, like, what about chicken fingers and fries or something? Yeah. Like, you got to be careful here.
I love this venue, guys, but I was talking with Carlo before we came on. It's almost like it's not big enough for this city to... And I was wondering if there was a different venue that would have been more suitable for all the people.
I don't think so.
Because this isn't... There's so many people, it's just not big enough to kind of capture how many people could be down here.
But you know what? You'll change your mind when you see the aerial view of the people going down the streets and stuff. The streets will be lined with the parade for the parade. This is just the ending of the parade.
But so, this is where everyone's going to want to be, right? Like, I would assume a lot of people... Although I was talking to a buddy last night who has to work today, and he said what we're doing is we're showing up at the office, we're all going to grab breakfast, we're going to walk down, watch them walk back, and then we got to go back to the office.
Nobody's going back to nowhere. This is basically a national holiday now.
That's what I figured.
It's a holiday in Toronto, man. My kids aren't in school. My kids are watching the parade.
Yeah, I hear you. I would have to believe there's a lot of people. If you have even just a little bit of flexibility in your job, you are deploying the chute, and you're getting down here.
Yeah.
There's
always talk about Brian Burke had the famous quote where he said they'll name schools after him. Do you actually think there might be like a Kawhi Leonard Academy Kyle Lowry?
Not if he leaves next week.
Okay, if he stays. Like, these guys just won the NBA championship. Do you think there will be like a Kyle Lowry school?
If he announces.
Or a street name or something? Because that's the big cliche. Oh, if they do this, there'll be this named after them.
So who gets their first name then? Is it Masai or is it Kawhi or is it Kyle?
That's a very good question.
Because who's on the pecking order?
Masai.
Masai had the stones to fire a coach that won Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
To trade for a guy who played 9 games last year and then to move pieces around and go and get Gasol. And he really had to... I mean, that DeMar trade, you went back on Friday and read some of the tweet responses of the announcement. And because DeMar was so loved, there were some people that were frustrated with the trade. Nobody's frustrated with it now. The only thing you're hoping for, and this we'll talk about in the week after, is if he stays.
Well, maybe we can get that poll question going up online at Overdrive 1050. Who's the most likely recipient of a school being named after them? I would say it's Masai because I think, again, we've had a fascination with the architect in this town for so long because there hasn't been an architect that has been able to build a championship team.
Yeah.
And he's been here a long time. And he's someone that embraced, we're the underdogs. We've got a bit of an inferiority complex in Toronto, but I'm going to smash through it. I'm not going to accept it anymore. We can win here. We will win here. And we're going to show the world that that's exactly what we're going to do. So I think from an attitude standpoint, you know, the swag, the ability to pull off the moves, the courage, the heat that came with it, and he fought right through it, I would say Messiah's right there. I think if Kawhi re-signs in a couple of weeks, he might just launch right past
him. No question.
And listen, Kyle Lowry is a guy, he's been here the longest. He's seen everybody come and go.
Yeah.
And the performance he put on consistently throughout the season, throughout the playoffs, I mean, he deserves a ton of accolades. Fact of the matter is, I mean, you're going to have the names on this team, especially the big, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys that really, really performed and really got an opportunity to play. Throw in Nick Nurse on that, Masai Ujiri, Bobby Webster. You're never going to forget it. You know, like if you go back to the early 90s, there's still a ton of Jays fans. They could run down the batting order 1 through 9.
Yeah.
And, you know, what the staff was going into the World Series and what they decided to do with the bullpen.
Well, because if you went along with the team on the ride, you saw the ups and downs. You'll remember, you know, Freddie with the big three. You'll remember Kawhi with the buzzer beater. I mean, that's a legendary one. But, like, so time will go by and that'll just... The legend will grow, and we all remember where we were when something happened. You know, that buzzer beater, now I happened to be just on my couch watching it, but it's quite incredible. And I think there's, from a fan, I don't know, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you're a young fan or you're an older fan, you'll never forget that moment against Philadelphia. You'll never forget the moment that they won against Golden State.
Well, the beauty of this, and we talked a lot about it last week, we had been asking the question in Toronto for a decade, if not more than that. How do you build a champion? And looking at it through the lens of an architect or a GM like Masai or like Shanahan or like Shapiro and Atkins, tons of questions. How do you get to the answer? Well, now we have the answer. So people can look back and say, okay, it took this, that, et cetera. But on the flip side, even as a fan, fans of the Toronto sports scene have been dreaming about this journey for a long time because a lot of them just simply had not experienced it. Even going back to the early 90s, there's a lot of fans. If you're under the age of 35 or 40, you didn't really experience the Blue Jay run.
Yeah, you might have been 10 years old or something.
I was. You know, I remember it, but not really. Yeah. I didn't get to experience it in the same way. Now I know what the journey is like, and that can never be taken away from the Toronto sports fan, the Toronto sports scene. And there was a lot that went into it, a lot of positives. There were some negatives along the way. But no one's going to remember the negatives.
Exactly.
No one's going to remember the timeout in Game 5. No one's going to remember the Danny Green turnover with 9 seconds to go in Game 6. Because you don't have to.
Well, you remember it if you lose.
Exactly.
You don't remember
You remember
it.
Being up 4-1 in Boston.
Right.
You remember having a lead going into the third in Boston. You remember being up 1-0 early in Game 6.
Yeah.
You remember being up on Kansas City in the ALCS. Being up whatever it is.
Yeah.
You remember that. But then you also remember what unraveled afterwards.
Yeah,
you remember
transpired.
The teams
yeah.
falling apart. The Raptors never fell apart. They just continued to push and push and push and elevate and elevate and elevate. And in the end, you throw all those incredible memories into a blender, and this is what you get today.
Yeah.
You get an incredible parade and a great party in Toronto.
Should be a lot of fun. And that's, you know, the excitement, like the beach balls. Like, it almost feels like if you've gone to a festival.
A big festival. That's
big
what it
festival,
feels like.
I just love the excitement on everyone. I even went over and saw Jack and Roddy Black. I mean, they're just...
Roddy Black is...
They're so happy. I'm so happy for them just to see their excitement. And they said it was like, that's a long journey, man, covering all those playoff series, the travel, and to get to the finish line and win it. It's an awesome experience.
That's the one thing I kept thinking about, just even as a guy who's played sports. To win your last game, that's the coolest thing. Like, I did it in the minors. We won a championship, but, you know, not at the... At the major league level, to win your last game, not many people get to do that. You always look back and say, I had a fantastic season. We lost in the second round. You lost, you know, like all of these things. But to win your last game, it must be such a special feeling. I've been back and forth with people in St. Louis, obviously, that have been that won the cup there. So they're pretty excited about it. This city is just buzzing. Everywhere you go in Toronto, people ask, you know, what about the Raps? What about the Raps? Like,
how about the amount of money on, like, the merch? It is, it's like every single, I saw you tweet last night, it's like every single person in this city has a Raptors jersey or a hoodie or a hat.
Everybody.
I can't even imagine the coin.
Oh, well,
like, there's a portable Real Sports van over there that's opened up, and that thing might have been cleared out in 10 minutes.
Maybe that's why the city cracked down on the Pacific Mall. They could see this coming.
I think that's exactly what happened. They said, we got to get the counterfeit out of the way because
exactly.
people are willing to spend real cash on the real merchandise.
I went to a place yesterday to get my kids something. They said, don't even think about it. We're sold out a long time ago. Can't get anything.
Well, you know what? It's a sign of the times, too, because you watch people line up outside of these stores, and I'm like, why don't you go online? But people want it immediately.
Yeah, right.
That's
wear
why,
it out.
Because of today, they're like, I can't wait online. I can't buy it online and wait 2 or 3 days. I need it for the parade today because I'm coming down here. And you're right. I mean, I was down here last night, and I came over to City Hall just to walk around and kind of get a feel on what it was like. And everybody had Raptors gear on. And I stayed at the hotel just to make sure we could make it down here. And last night, this morning, it's all people that decided to do the same thing. They got rooms down here, and they got the Raptors gear. And we're talking young, old, kids,
everybody,
family.
Yeah, there's no
packs
one,
of friends.
Exactly.
I mean,
there's no, not just one demographic. There, it's everywhere.
Everything is down here. Everyone in every single possible demographic is checked off downtown. And this is only where we happen to be. The parade is beginning now down at Exhibition
Lakeshore.
Stadium, down on Lakeshore. And there's people lining up all throughout the streets to get up here. So we're going to be here all afternoon on TSN 1050. Live coverage of the Raptors Championship Parade is brought to you in part by Access Storage. And we're going to have audio for you. We're going to have people join us around the table.
Tons of audio. Tons.
Lots of quality, high-quality audio. And once the team finally gets here and they get up on stage, commercial-free, we're going to have live coverage of the podium. So we assume all the players will be speaking, the coaches, Masai. Okay. Drake is going to be there. Drake's got his own float.
Of course he is.
Drake's got his own float.
Hey, here's the thing, though. Who's going to have the Brett Hull speech? We got to put some odds on it.
We got to come back and play that to set the tone. We got to play a little bit of the Brett Hull, a little bit of the Corey Crawford.
Yeah, Brett Hull's overtook Corey Crawford's.
Did he win the cup? Was he on the ice? I don't remember.
I honestly, we got to get into that another day. But
man, those alumni down in St. Louis, they get treated like gods.
Oh, man, have I seen some pics with them with the cup.
I know, but that's what I was thinking. Who's going to have the Jordan Binnington
Nothing tops Brett Hull's. Like, that is just a classic. We went. He says, fans, don't cheer Let's Go Blues anymore because we went there. So now say, we went Blues.
Yeah, we're playing that audio.
I know, that is.
We have to play the audio just to set the scene, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss.
We got to lay odds who's going to be that.
Who can be the Raptors version of Brett Hull.
Yes.
Again, we're live at City Hall ahead of the Raptors Championship Parade, brought to you in part by Calcia and Associates. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. We are live all afternoon. We continue live from City Hall.
Hear it straight from the guys. On Overdrive.
Kawhi Leonard supplied the greatest individual season of my lifetime in this city. I don't think it's debatable.
Not even close.
It passes Dougie in 93, the Clemens years, the Bautista 54 goals.
Not even close.
Like, it's not even close because he's right there with those players in terms of statistics, but he won them a title.
Legend number one.
Greatest individual season in Toronto sports over the past 30 years.
Overdrive this afternoon at 4 on TSN 1050.
We are live from City Hall ahead of the Raptors 2019 NBA Championship Parade, brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. The crowd, it is packed down here. And the parade has officially begun down the lakeshore, so we're going to have some audio from some of the team floats. We'll get to that in just a moment.
You know what? Some of the audio from the players, I hope they can kind of go nuts a little bit today. It seems so calm and... like some of them got back to Toronto yesterday, I believe, and they were just speaking to the media, and it was so like, yeah, we did it, and it's so calm. Wow. It's crazy.
Let's hope they were hungover when they had, like, that. I'm sure it sounds like they had a time in Vegas.
But do you know what I mean? You remember when Cleveland came back, and they had that stupid Halloween party, and they had cookies that said you were down 3-1, and they were just going nuts. It seems like these guys are just like, yeah, we won.
Well, I think that's in part because they're so used to being in that media room with just the same media guys staring at them, and it's so it's a rudimentary experience. Like, okay, here we are, let's do it. You're in front of 50,000 people that are going to be going crazy. Like, honestly, you step on the mic and you say hello, this place is going to explode.
Oh, yeah. No, they're.
So I think you're going to get caught up in the moment. People are going to be going absolutely ballistic for all these guys, and I got to believe there's some beers and champagne on the way over here. So.
I was hoping last night they land, they get a good sleep because they know today they're going to be buckled and go and have a great time, enjoy the process. Like, all I can use in recent memory is watching the St. Louis parade. Jordan Binnington's riding a little motorcycle. Braden Shen's doing shotgunning beers with the fans. Like, I'm sure we're going to see stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if the players will embrace that, but they certainly should, because do what you want. This is your day, so go and have fun. And nobody's going to judge.
Like, well, we want a Brett Hull moment. That's what we want. Yeah. Let's play the one Brett Hull where this is borderline incoherent, and you could tell the crowd was like, I don't even know where you're going. Like, we'd like to help you. We'd like to jump on board with this chant you're trying to create. But this was Brett Hull, and this is what we're hoping to hear later this afternoon when the Raptors hit the stage.
The Stanley Cup for this city. There is nothing more they have to do. So instead of saying, let's go Blues, we're going to say, we went Blues. We went Blues.
He sounds like a WWF announcer or something.
Yeah, but if you actually look at him, his eyes were closed. He was non-functioning.
Yeah, he was polluted on stage.
And he had a... I don't know if you saw
it. Went Blues.
Did you see his...
I want to get a hat that says, we went Blues.
I hope we went Raptors happens this afternoon.
Yes.
No more let's
There's
go
nowhere
Raptors.
Else to go.
He did sound like... He sounded like the manager from Major League.
Yeah, it sounded
Brown.
Like Lou Brown.
He did sound like Lou Brown.
It sounded like Lou Brown. Like if someone walked up and said, Holly, I have it in my contract. I don't have to speak at the parade.
Yeah.
He would have... honestly taken a leak all over that.
Pissed on the contract right on the third baseline.
But you know what? Like, I kept looking at him on his T-shirt. Did you see he had a picture of him giving the finger to someone? Remember, it was that one that was trending online.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be our new compliment to each other if anyone has a good segment. Just, you went, Brian. You went, Noodles. You went. That is the
Grappler.
New.
He sounded like he had been honestly sleeping in a tobacco dumpster. Mask for about a month. A tobacco mask.
He had
mask.
The tonsil mask on all day
and
got on stage and said, we went.
He was.
Had 72 hours to think about what he was going to say.
That was the payoff.
And then
I can't believe they gave him the microphone again to let him sing Gloria.
We're going to get to that in a second. But you know Hall went up to a couple people and said, wait till you see what I have in my back pocket. You're not going to believe how I'm going to turn this crowd up.
Yeah.
I've got a new saying that is going to be exclusively ours here in St. Louis.
And everyone, it just
went Blues.
We went Blues. And everyone, you're right, everyone's just, they want to cheer, but they're looking at this guy going, all right, take the mic away from him.
Get him off the stage.
The most horrified people must have been the people that were drinking with him prior that know how drunk he was.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he said, I'm getting up there with the mic, his buddies must have been like, oh, my God.
Do not let him
near a mic. You just sit and had 35 vodkas with a man who's about to grab a microphone. They must have been horrified.
The scary part is they gave him the mic again. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so this is what came afterwards. So after he established, it's no longer Let's Go Blues.
We went Blues.
Here's how he wrapped up the mic drop.
And they are the champions. Glory, Gloria. Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number. Gloria.
Just having himself an absolute
blast. I want that
blast.
Played you know all day long.
Yeah,
I,
we're playing that a lot. Because we need a Raptor replicate. We need someone who can get up on that stage and supply us with a soundbite for the rest of time. Because there have been so many great ones over the course of history, whether it's the NHL, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. And I am starving for that this afternoon.
For sure.
We need the rest of the world. In every other sports radio station in North America, if not, again, around the world, to play a clip of someone who's going to be up on that stage. We're staring at it right now at Nathan Phillips Square.
We went Raptors. There's nowhere else to go.
That is what we are begging for today.
We went Raptors.
I think we should start taking some props on who has the best chance of really going off. I think Masai Ujiri is a sneaky pick for a couple of F-bombs.
Yeah, for sure. There'll be F-bombs, but, like, the guy, it'll be somebody, like, a bench. It'll be Jeremy Lin.
Yes.
Like, who...
Speaking of Masai, has anything happened with that nonsense after the game?
No, it was put to bed.
I think that may just go to bed. Yeah, go
away. I wouldn't be surprised if he said, I'm not going anywhere today. That's one that I could see absolutely happening.
Masai saying, I'm not going anywhere?
Yes, I'm coming back. We're all coming back.
Yeah.
And we're going to win another title next year, and this place is going to explode.
See, that's, because you know, the Woj bomb or whatever. Like,
do you think Kawhi Leonard speaks today?
I think he does, but I think they'll have someone up on stage interviewing them, you know, I would assume, and yeah. I don't think he's going to say a lot.
You don't want to put him in a bad spot either.
No.
I think
they're not going to ask him, hey, are you coming back?
No,
they're not going to do that. But
I think Kawhi's a man of – this would be amazing if Kawhi was Brett Hull today.
Oh, he has been having himself a pretty good time. There's pictures circulating of him. He's got the cigars going on the parade floats.
I love it.
I love it.
I guess there's a look-alike Kawhi down here, too, who's taking pictures with people.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that guy?
No.
Yeah. There's a look-alike Kawhi.
What about, we got to get Plant Guy on. Have you seen Plant Guy?
How baked was he?
I did some investigation.
It's a gift for Kawhi. He's Brad Hall. He's like... It's a Kawhi cactus.
He's carrying it around upside down, too.
I like when he looked at the interviewer and he goes, it's for Kawhi. Have you seen him? It's a house gift for Kawhi.
Yeah, dude, he's in San Francisco
that
right now.
That guy is just, he is torched. You're right. He is Brett Hull-like.
Yeah, I did some investigative work because I thought about that myself. And our boy, the grappler, was kicking tires on the old Plant Guy, and he's like, might have to be a pass because who knows what he's going to bring on TV or on radio for that matter. But we might track him down at some point. I wouldn't be surprised if he's here today.
He's got to be here with that plant.
And you know he's got the plant.
Yeah.
Like
it's
Plant
a gift
Guy.
For Kawhi.
He's the new dark guy, basically. Like Plant Guy.
But how you'd have to ask him, like, what were you into? Like, what got you to that state? Like, was it 30 beer? And a couple of joint, like what?
No, that's.
I don't even know.
I think he was
like Brett Hull,
having a very good time.
Brett Hull, we're saying that's 40 vodka sodas.
I think Plant Guy had about 40 rum and cokes and about three joints. That's where he was at.
Because he didn't know where he was. Like if you would have said to him, "You are on Earth," he would have. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take that. That's where I was hoping to be anyway.
He was just wrecked, which is.
I love it.
You gotta respect the passion.
Hey, man, if you're gonna, you only get so many of these opportunities if you're a fan, you know. And everyone's gonna experience it differently.
Yeah.
Again, there's a lot of people, a lot of young people down here, but there's older people. There's people with kids. There's a lot of young kids cruising around, and I think a lot of people are taking that opportunity. We saw Jennifer Hedges down here with her boy.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of media members up here today.
Oh,
There's people's cousins that now are media members.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every flotation device is up here.
Yeah, it has been deployed, put it that way.
There are a lot of Hall of Fame floaters.
Which I don't mind
around,
because it is something that is so rare. But it's amazing, so why not soak it in? But I'm fine with it. I just, people have to know their place. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely. Yeah, you got to know exactly.
Don't act like you're on the team and you're the difference. Like,
well,
be a part of it.
I think that's hopefully what people are embracing today. Let's play some audio here because Masai Ujiri, he's out there with his family. He's on his own car. He's cruising around. And Marcy Ian from the social got a chance to catch up with Masai. Here's that conversation.
I said a long time ago that Toronto would have a championship, that Toronto would win. I'm not sure how many people had that same belief at that time, but they sure do now. Tell me about this team, the resilience, and this team that never, ever gave up.
These guys are unbelievable. It's all about the players and the coaches. They put everything out there on the court, and it was great to see them. I work for a great organization and great owners. It's such a huge opportunity, and I'm just thankful. Thank you.
This is for you, Masai. This is for you. You know, I was thinking, you're from a small town in Nigeria. You've got a kid from Cameroon. You've got a guy from Spain. You've got another guy from North Philly. Another guy from Compton. I mean, this is a global team. Talk to us about the Raptors as a team and how it represents Canada, but really the world.
Yeah, we represent the world, and that's what we said to the NBA. That's why they had to pay attention to Toronto, and they had to pay attention to the only team that's outside the States. And we wanted to be an example, not an example for just America, but an example for all around the world. Yeah, and that's what we're about in Toronto. We said we'll win in Toronto, we've won in Toronto, and we'll continue to win in Toronto.
When this team was down, They never gave up. There are people, you listen to people around the league who didn't give this team a chance, even when the team finished in the standings that it did. You are known for telling people to dream big. Did you share that with the team? How did you get them to keep going and believe in themselves?
The type of players we have, from Kyle to Kawhi, Mark, Fred, Pascal, all these guys, they dream big. That's why we found all these guys, and they already have that motivation. So Nick Nurse, well, just out of this moment, and this is awesome.
So that was Masai Ujiri, and we haven't really heard from Masai since the trophy presentation.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to hear from him when he's on the stage, and at some point he's going to do a postseason sit-down with the media and probably do the rounds and the tours. And
he's got to address the rumors, too. I mean, doesn't
he? He does, but he also, like, you can enjoy it, but he's got to get back to work.
The draft is Thursday night.
I was just going to say, he has a job to do. Even though they've won, he's got to build a team for next year.
That's the incredible thing here. Now, he wasn't playing through those 2 months, so now he was incredibly invested, clearly,
right,
in traveling with the team and on top of it. But, yeah, they had to go through workouts. You know, they've gone through interviews with different players.
Yeah.
Listen, the second the season ends, every GM is on the phone with each other immediately.
Exactly.
Every GM, what are you doing with this guy? What are your thoughts on that availability? And there is a lot of work to be done here. You know, Marc Gasol's got to make a decision on his player option if he opts in. Danny Green is a free agent. He spoke about it yesterday, and it sounded like he was kind of tying his free agency to Kawhi Leonard's.
Yeah, I saw that.
And what's going to happen with Kawhi. And obviously that is the elephant in the city, is what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard. Because if Kawhi returns and they re-sign Danny Green and Gasol opts in, you're looking at the same team going back at it next year.
Yeah.
Yes, a year older, but still a team that will cruise to 50 or 55 wins in the East.
Yeah. Do you think when a team wins a championship or a team as quality as the Raptors, you got to kind of give it one more kick at the. Obviously, the pieces have to fall
in place. It's all about Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. It's like if I win a championship, you got to you got to take one more kick at it.
And positive as possible here. If he stays, then, you know, then the. You can build the team around him, even if Gasol opts out or Danny Green goes somewhere else. If the main piece stays, then you can add to it.
If he doesn't stay, he's that talented, it's almost like there is no plan B.
Well, I'm sure, but that's
whatever
the thing,
plan B is. It's not even. It's like a plan F.
Okay, so if you're Masai, you've got all plans laid out on your board. If he stays, if he doesn't. The one thing that I think we're looking past here, and we shouldn't, if Kawhi, let's just say Kawhi decides to go home. The Raptors just won. Now, I think other free agents could look around the league and go, well, Toronto's not a bad place to play.
Absolutely.
They won there. So that, you know, people want a piece of a winner. And they watched Toronto march through the playoffs. They watched the city embrace the team, the country embrace the team. That may, if you're on a fence, it may have opened the eyes to other NBA players. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're right. I mean, now, because that's a big part of it. You have to show them.
That you can win.
Yeah, you can pitch whatever you want to pitch. But until it happens, people are going to be like, I can't really envision it.
If Kawhi's not here, that pitch just goes out the window.
Well, it changes a lot. And let's be honest, they don't have cap space. So even if he leaves, they're not immediately in on Jimmy Butler or Kemba Walker or whatever. They're going to have to reset. And even without Kawhi, maybe Danny Green returns and you're still a very good team. You're just not quite championship caliber. They'd still be a playoff team anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, it comes down to Kawhi Leonard. Like, we all know that. And the fact of the matter is, I think that's why a lot of people have been hesitant to have the conversation on either side of the border, the idea of the Raptors repeating. Because you can't know until Kawhi makes a call.
Right.
The second Kawhi Leonard makes a decision, and if he decides to resign here, immediately they shoot up the board in terms of NBA favorites.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
And now the Lakers made themselves stronger. Was it yesterday or 2 days?
Yes,
two days
they
ago?
Did.
How about this LeVar Ball?
He can't stop himself.
He's just
but now he's activated again because it kind of sounds like LeVar Ball He bought into the idea, I better
LeBron
shut up in
James
L.A.
LeBron James put a muzzle on him.
Yeah. Now it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, being in New Orleans, no one's going to really care about LeVar Ball. And his kid's been in the league now for a couple of years, and he's a good player, but he's not a great player.
Yeah. So
until Lonzo starts to follow through on all your proclamations about how he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, no one's going to listen to you anymore.
Yeah.
We are live at Nathan Phillips Square ahead of the championship parade, brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario, right here on TSN 1050. Online on TSN1050.ca and on the TSN app. You can see all of the cars, all of the floats. They're all starting to parade through the cities of Toronto, down the lakeshore, making their way up to City Hall. We're going to have live coverage all day here on TSN Radio. And once the team gets here to Nathan Phillips Square and they get up on the stage, commercial-free, full access to everything that is set up there. And we can feel it already. People here, they've been here for hours, and they cannot wait for this team to show up. When they show up,
they're going to go nuts.
And they walk up on that stage, this will be the biggest pop since the Ultimate Warrior ran out WrestleMania 6 at the Sky Dome.
We went Raptors!
This is a special edition of Overdrive, live at the Championship Parade, downtown Toronto, continuing here on TSN 1050.
They defied the odds.
2-0 series lead for the Bucks.
Faced adversity.
He's got a cut under his right eye, Matt.
Never quit.
They outlast two overtimes.
And were heroic.
Fall away for the win.
And now,
the Toronto Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions.
You heard it all on TSN 1050. The NBA champion Raptors live here.
God's plan. God's plan. I hope that sometimes. We are live from City Hall ahead of the championship parade. The team was expected to be at Nathan Phillips Square around 12:30 p.m. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. All of this coverage brought to you in part by Access Storage. And we were joking about this. A lot of floaters up here today.
Oh, yeah. Massive.
A lot of floaters up here today.
Everyone loves Toronto again, I guess.
Including one of our favorite Lost Sons. He's a big shooter down in the state. We've had him on the show many times. Adnan Burke is with us around the table. What's up, Adnan?
Hey, it's great to see you again. Jamie, O-Dog, good to see you guys in the flesh. Honestly, you keep hearing this today, but today I never thought I'd see. And by the way, I took a lot of heat on Twitter. I said, you know, my hometown finally has its first champion since the 93 Jays. Yeah. Every TFC fan in the world had a tweet. Yeah.
Don't forget the Argos. The Argos, too.
The Argos, 2012, 2017. I got it. It's great.
They're out
I'm
for
happy
blood.
To see it.
They're out for blood.
I'm here primarily, though, because I needed an iPhone charger. So Noodles hooked me up. I said, great, I'll get a little juice for the next 10 minutes. Yeah. You know, the data plans in America, they kill you. Roaming charges in Canada to kill
you.
But it's great to see. I just love seeing so many of the same faces. It's amazing. I just saw Leo Routens. He hasn't aged. Jack Armstrong, Rod Black. Yeah. It's great. I see Duffy's a big shooter over there. I gotta go. He just blew me off.
Sorry, you are again?
Without question. Yeah. James Duffy, way too big time.
Oh, he's the biggest.
I did prompter for James Duffy's first ever shift at TSN.
No way.
I completely carried his career. Don't ever let him forget it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's so great to have you back up here because, you know, you and I, we met at the Score years ago.
Yeah.
And you did a lot of, you know, basketball coverage. You did everything there at the Score.
Yeah.
And then you went over, was it NBA TV or you were just working with Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment
for
a year?
Yeah, it was Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment. It was Raptors TV, Leafs TV,
right.
And Gold TV. I did a little bit of soccer, which I was just Danny Dicchio all day, man. It was great. But it was funny, with the Leafs stuff, it was with Mark Osborne, Ozzie was my old buddy from the Score, Bob McGill and those guys. And the Raptors, it was Sherman Hamilton. And Leo and Jack, and what I just said to Leo was, I go, you guys know this in the business, especially a three-hour radio show. You know, when the Raptors are 20-46, you're still going to do a 30-minute postgame.
Right. Yeah.
You can't just go, it's been a tough night, see ya. Hey, how about Chris Bosh in the third quarter? What'd you guys see?
Yeah.
And they don't know
painful.
They don't know how hard it is day in, day out, covering a team when it's bad. So when you get this moment, I saw Chuck Swirsky tweet this. He's right. Savor it, embrace it. It may never come again. Like, I got buddies in the States going, oh, bro, it's not like it's the Cubs winning the World Series. I said, listen, when you're from Toronto, I never thought the Raptors would win. Absolutely. I said, here, this team is a laughing stock. 16-66, they played in the Sky Dome. LeBron would always beat them. Wait, why the hell are they called the Raptors in the first place? Are there dinosaurs in Toronto?
Yeah.
Why are they purple? Nobody wants to be here. Antonio Davis wants out because his family wants the American anthem. Alonzo Mourning never showed up. You know, DeRozan's the one guy that was embraced, and then he gets jettisoned. I said, so there's so many punchlines for this organization, right?
Does he get a ring?
Not DeMar. DeMar didn't play any games this year. No way.
We were having the big debate out there about guys getting traded halfway through the season.
Yeah.
And he thinks they deserve a ring.
No, I never said they deserve. I said they're getting a ring.
They are.
They're getting rings.
He doesn't like it. I wouldn't accept it.
I want a ring from the Carolina Hurricanes then. That's my point. I played there for 10 years. They won a cup when I left. Where's my ring?
Valanciunas is getting a ring. It's been announced, right?
He's a part of the team, yeah.
But he's not. He doesn't play for the team. So, like, we're like, why is he getting a ring? He got traded. But he got traded for a great piece that helped win.
Right. O-Dog would get the ring from the Canes and then just sell it. Yeah, I'll get a few extra bucks out of this thing.
No, I'd wear it to the bar every night.
I'd be in his trunk. Be in the trunk of his car.
That's exactly where it would be.
How about this sign over here? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Here is unbelievable.
People are fired up for Kawhi Leonard to hit that stage, and we're not expecting much. I don't think he's going to say a ton, but what kind of expectation do you have?
I'm just looking for the craziest people here to interview. I can't wait.
It's incredible, isn't it?
There's one guy who was saying that Jesus loves the Raptors. So I can't wait to ask him, why does God hate the Warriors?
What right.
Why did God punish Kevin Durant?
Yeah. Exactly. It was the Raptors' time.
And just so you guys know, a lot of Americans are like, hey, listen, you guys won.
Tarnished.
But it comes with an asterisk.
Oh, no, get serious, man.
I go, are you kidding? I go, it's not our fault. Durant got hurt. Clay got hurt. And by the way, even if Clay wins game 6, the Raptors would have won game 7.
Right.
Because now they wouldn't have. They would have choked it. I'm like, that's the old Raptors. This team, there was a better team through the entire series.
But
entire series.
Absolutely.
Not once have I gone back and all the stats online or anything and seeing a little star beside and there's an explanation going, well, there was injuries or this.
Right.
You win. Excuses are for losers.
Well, it's really,
I believe that.
For me, it was more the shock value. You know, again, because of the narrative that you just expressed about the history of the Raptors. How is it possible that the geographical outpost of the NBA, the team that no one ever wanted to play with, could possibly beat the dynasty of all dynasties? Like, it was just, from my perspective, people outside of Toronto and I guess Canada, and specifically, you know, media types and fans down in the United States, they couldn't compute what that was actually going to look like and how it makes any sense. And I think, from our standpoint, we were talking about this prior to having you on. Adnan Burke from DAZN is with us here. Because of the elephant in the room with Kawhi, because we don't know if he's coming back.
Right.
The immediate conversation that usually comes with winning a title, can you win it again next year, hasn't happened yet, right? Like, if we knew he was locked in next year, I think you'd have to embrace it. You would in Toronto, and I would assume the media in the States would have to be like, we got to discuss whether or not these guys can go back-to-back.
Yeah.
But until you know about Kawhi, you can't really even go down that road.
It's amazing, though, because normally you figure there's one or two insiders that kind of have the inside track, right? If it was hockey, like, oh, just ask Bobby Mack. He'll have an idea. There's not one person who knows what that guy's going to do. He's the most enigmatic superstar you'll ever meet.
I think it's cool, though.
Yeah. If somebody hit me, give me the odds. You go 50-50. They go, come on. I go, I swear to God, it's a coin flip. He might go extra $40 million. Look at this team. We want to telegraph. Or he might go, you know what? I'm from L.A. Nothing personal. I don't like the cold. See ya.
I know. He can go, beyond Dougie Gilmore status, beyond Wendell Clark if he stays here. He will be by far the most popular athlete of Toronto sports history.
I'm with O-Dog on that. That's a great point. I had all these, because where we are, we're in Secaucus, NHL Network. So Kevin Weeks, our old buddy, and Weeks, he goes, it'd still be bigger if the Leafs won. I go, no, I get that. But the bottom line is this. People love a winner. So if Toronto has a winner, if Kawhi won, all due respect to those great Leafs, they didn't win. So if this guy stays, they win another one. Well, forget about it. They'll build statues.
The
only scary part for me is I don't think he cares about, that cares about the fanfare. Like, I think he cares that he brought a championship, cares about winning in that. But, other guys have a little bit of an ego where they're like, hey, I would love to be the god of a city. Yeah.
This guy's got two more days of partying left in him. He'll be right back in the gym.
Absolutely.
That's the only part that scares me about Kawhi is that he's so kind of to himself that he's like, this is amazing. I don't know if I want all this.
But that's the thing that makes it difficult to get a read on because at the same time, I get the impression like all he cares about is going to the gym and winning.
Yeah.
And the Raptors just supplied him with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, it can get cold, but you don't care. You're not hanging out at the beach anyway.
Yeah, you're in the gym.
You're in the gym anyway. And if it's all about winning, the Raptors just proved to you they can win.
Yeah.
And if he comes back, I think Gasol will opt into his contract. I think they might bring back Danny Green. You're going back at it with the same band.
The other part of it too, Brian, literally, Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN waits about 2 minutes
and
drops the bomb.
Not
hey, by
even.
The way, Masai's getting $10 million and an ownership stake in the Wizards to leave as well. So there has to be not collusion, but I'm sure Kawhi's telling Masai, are you leaving?
Right.
Well, hey, it's $10 million in ownership stake. I'm going to, well, if you bounce it, I'm definitely bouncing.
Yeah.
But I said to a buddy of mine, I said, listen, suppose worst case, Masai goes to the Wizards, Kawhi goes to the Clippers. You got a championship. A championship, it's generational, right? Like, I remember 92-93 Jays the rest of my life. That makes you a baseball fan for life. This crowd here, it's so young, ethnic, diverse. They're going to love basketball forever. Of course, you want those pieces to stay and remain, but you've built enough equity here for the next 20 years. There's so many people who are like 93 Leafs, and that carries them for 30 years.
Right.
And they didn't even win the
bloody
Cup. They didn't
even win. They didn't even get to the Cup final.
Right. But they go Nikolai Barshevsky, and that carries you forever.
Do you think this will have a bigger impact on the sport and the brand than what Vince Carter represented?
Oh, God, yeah.
I think so, because they won.
Exactly. Because if they just made the final, it'd be different. I said this. I was arguing. I'm curious your guys' take. Where does Kawhi rank all-time Raptors? And I said, is it Vince 1, Kawhi 2?
No.
It's Kawhi 1 now
no
for
kidding.
Me.
Right.
Absolutely. It's
right.
The greatest individual season. Passes Donaldson in 15, the Clemens right. years.
Yeah.
It passes them all in terms of an individual bubble because of what he can bring to an individual game and because he actually won a title.
Right.
Changes everything.
He actually delivered with all the promise and potential. Anybody who actually thought the trade wasn't to win was insane.
It's incredible.
DeRozan's a wonderful guy, but he was one-dimensional and a chronic underachiever. Kawhi, top five player, proved he's a top two player in the league. Absolutely competitive and fearless.
And my fiance was so mad when DeRozan got traded. She was like, I said to her the other day, are you still mad about that? No.
Yeah, great trade.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of liked it now that I think about it.
He was so popular, DeMar. I can't believe they did that.
Who
I'm
cares?
Like, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, we all love DeMar still, but come on.
And Danny Green is a throw-in. It was a great move.
Incredible.
VanVleet, amazing.
He is Adnan Burke from DAZN. Great to see you up here, buddy.
Brian, Jamie, O-Dog, I appreciate it. Tell Rod Smith I say hello.
We will. Rod's a big shooter, too. Though. Don't forget about that.
Yeah,
the Argo, CFL started.
Oh, he's
over
on
there.
Fire. There he is up there on
Smitty.
Top of it.
There's
look
Rod
at this
Smith
character.
Hanging, yeah.
Someone got up there on one of the arches. We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
We are live at Nathan Phillips Square ahead of the NBA champion Toronto Raptors championship parade brought to you in part by Kelsey and Associates. The 11 a.m. hour coming up. Lots more audio, a lot more guests joining us around the table. This is a special championship version of Overdrive live from Nathan Phillips Square right here on TSN Radio.
No matter how you say it.
And it's over! The Raptors have their first championship.
They dethroned the dynasty.
Now the Warriors just inbound and that's it. There's a new NBA champion. And it's a team from Toronto, Canada.
The Toronto Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions.
We are the champs. And you heard it on TSN 1050. The world champion Raptors live here.